visiting with Adam Lloyd. He is a new agriculture education and industrial art teacher at Rock Ridge School District in Lower Rock Island County, fresh out of Oklahoma State University last spring. Congratulations, Adam Lloyd. Tell us about the first job right out of college.
So, being from the area, I've always, being from the area, it's always nice to kind of be able to go back to your home area. And with the kind of the shortage of ag teachers and jobs popping up everywhere, you can kind of almost pick and choose kind of where you want to start your job search. And it was just nice to be able to go in and go into a program that I, one, knew many of the kids and knew Mr. Hyatt, who I will be teaching with, and also to know other teachers and the administration over at Rock Ridge. So it was just it was just nice to be able to step right in right out of college and go to a job that you feel, at least a community that you feel at least a little more comfortable with, and that allows me to still be close to home and help on the farm.
And I know growing up involved in FFA and 4-H, how much did that influence you as you traveled along the, career path and education path?
I think that really once I hit about my junior, senior year of high school and I hit the point where I was most involved in FFA, I thought to myself, you know, this is a career that I would enjoy a lot and that I think I would be good at and it would be fun. And so it definitely helped. And I think that I can't speak for everybody, but I think that the FFA portion helps a lot of people become ag teachers and kind of helps people, you know, gets interested in it and definitely helped me, choose the path to become an ag teacher because I just know what my ag teachers helped me with and all the other individuals that I was able to be around through that program and to be able to give that back to my students. I just thought, wow, that's a pretty rewarding career choice.
I know we hear a lot about the shortage in your industry, ag teachers. Is that something where you heard the call that motivated you as well to say, I am choosing the career path. They need me out there.
For me, it wasn't as much about the shortage of ag teachers. It was just more I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it regardless if there was 100 jobs or 10 jobs out there. But definitely, it definitely helps to go, you know, to come out of college and apply for jobs and be able to find a job that does fit you. And I think that was the nice thing about a lot of my colleagues. They were able to find jobs that fit them just because of the shortage. And it's even better when, even with the, you know, that you can kind of, like I said earlier, pick and choose where you want to go.
I guess the other neat thing, and you alluded to it earlier, kind of the fact of being near your home where you grew up in the rural roots of Mercer County. So it's nice to get back in the area. I know you attended Blackhawk East College before transferring to Oklahoma State University. So what about kind of your rural roots and some of the influences you gained along the way?
So I grew up in rural Aledo on a farm, had cattle and corn and soybeans, and also raised chickens and was able to be involved in that for, you know, from the time that I was a young child and through college. And being a Blackhawk, that was also, it was nice to get away but not be super, super far away from home and kind of return to this area of Illinois. It's just very, it's really nice just to know that there's familiarity around and that if I need to, you know, I can help at home, and that if I need to go ask a neighbor for help or go ask, you know, my old teachers at Mercer County, that they're still there and it's close and convenient. And just it's just nice that after spending 2 years in Oklahoma and that experience to just come home and kind of fall into a career, but still be very familiar with the area and all that.
And then the roles can be reversed now, right, for you, serving as a young teacher, and some of those kids in high school can say, well, maybe I want to take the path of Mr. Lloyd. So what about the roles reversed for you now and maybe influencing some of these youngsters?
I think that's what's really unique about teaching, is that I think, you know, for me, a lot of becoming a teacher came from other teachers, not just ag teachers, but just other teachers I had. So I think that if I have a student that, you know, wants to become a teacher and maybe they were influenced by another educator, then I just think that that would also help them to, you know, maybe choose that path or continue on the path. And for the foreseeable future, we will have a shortage of ag teachers, and even at schools, there's a lot of schools that are adding teachers to their programs and going to multi-teachers. So the one ag teacher programs, you know, they still exist in small schools, but even fairly small rural high schools are going to multi-teachers. So that just kind of adds to the job numbers out there.
All right, tell us about your first day in the classroom. How anxious, how excited, how nervous were you?
So I was pretty nervous. I did the student teaching gig, but when you're the one in charge and it's your kids and all that, that changes it just a little, changes the tone just a little bit. But I was nervous but excited, and it went well, and we got things going, but still going to be a lot of work for a first year. Still learning along with the kids and trying to do my best.
All right, awesome. Great to see a local youngster back in the classroom. This time, though, as a teacher, new ag teacher and industrial art teacher at Rock Ridge. He's a 2014 graduate of Mercer County High School, and we're speaking with Adam Lloyd. Congratulations on the new gig, Adam, and good luck with your first school year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.